Specialist, family owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Well, Mountain Home won the tip. Braden Dewey gives Mountain Home the opening lead with a jumper on the left side just outside the paint. And then Salem Springs tried to answer with a jump of their own. It wouldn't go. And Mountain Home now just tried a three-pointer by McLean. They wouldn't get that to go. Salem Springs gets the rebound.
Looks at things early. Two good shots there by the Bombers. One in the middle of the paint like we talked about. Hit that free throw line and get past that. And that was a wide-open step-in three.
Ball goes down to the right elbow to Newman. Now over on the left side, pulling up for the three is Hallbaker. No good, and the rebound comes to the Bombers. Here is McLean with on the left side. He'll throw it up top to Dewey. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good!
Yeah, good job there by Ryder. That's what you do. Penetrate that zone, kick it out, and, you know, the Bombers are going to make a concerted effort here to get up and down the floor before Salem has a chance to set that defense.
5-0, Mount Home up. 6:40 left to play in the first quarter. Ball goes over on the left side to Fox. Down to Newman, just outside the paint. He puts up the jumper, rolls around, and finally falls in. And Dalton Newman puts Salem Springs on the board. 5-2, our score with about 6.5 minutes left to play in the opening quarter. Mounts on with the ball in the lead. Bigford with it up top, gives it to Dewey. Has the ball knocked away, and coming up with the steal is Hawbaker. He will throw it to Vachon, who goes up for the layup. Can't get it to go, but draws contact, and he'll head to the free throw line with 6:13 left in the first quarter. Kai Bickford picks up his first personal foul, team foul number one against the Bombers here in the first half. Nate Vachon at the free throw line. First shot is up and good. By the way, final score was Greenwood defeating Russellville tonight on the girls' side, 77-42.
Kind of holding serve there. You'd expect Greenwood to win that game.
Vachon misses the second free throw. The will not, and so he gets 1-2, and the rebound comes to Mountain Home. They're up 5-3 with a little over 6 minutes left of the first quarter. Bickford throws it to Dewey. Over to Harris on the right wing. Up top to Bickford, who will set up the offense. The 3-2 zone there for Salem Springs. Ball goes to McLean near the right corner. Back out to Bickford. He drills up to the top. Now goes into the free throw line, to the paint, that is. Ball goes to McLean. Back out to Bickford, now to Dewey. His three-pointer at the top will not go. Bickford chases down the offensive rebound. He will give it to Dewey at the elbow. Up top to Harris. He's going to try for the three. It goes in, and Mounts Home is up 8-3.
Yeah, there we are, rolling around on the top of the key right there. I assume that was Mickey Harris. I kind of feel like a kid at the bar right here. I can't see. My chair's broken.
That was Harris. Back the other way, pulling up for the three-pointer is Vachon. Will not go, and Mounts Home comes up with their fifth rebound already.
Kind of sitting at a bar and up here, and my chair's broken. I can see about the half of the court.
Now Salem Springs comes up with a steal. Going back the other way for the layup was Fox. It would not go, and Mounts Home already with six rebounds on the night.
Yeah, Hagen Robb coming in with active hands right there with a nice rebound there for the Bombers.
Here is Dewey with it, gives it to McLean. Now to Bickford, who will set the offense. He has him between the circles. Now gives it to McLean near the left corner. Back out to Bickford on the wing. He's going to drill towards the low block, and thought they might call it offensive foul, but no call there. Ball goes up top to Harris. Down to 9 to shoot. Now Bickford has it. Gives it to McLean. He's going to pull up for the three near the left corner. It will not go, but he draws contact. And for the second time tonight, we're going to see three free throws.
Yeah, good job there. Good offense there by the Bombers to rotate that ball around and get a wide open shot.
See who they give that foul to. That is going to be on Levi Fox. It's his first personal foul, team foul number one against the Panthers. So Kai Bickford, I'm sorry, Ryder McLean at the free throw line. First shot is up and in, so he has his first point of the night.
If I remember last year, didn't Stewart have a son, their coach? Didn't he have a son that played on their team last year?
Yes, he did.
He was a good player, wasn't he?
Yeah.
John Brownie. I remember him being a good player last year.
Noah Shipp checking in for the first time tonight for Salem Springs, replacing Jackson Spence. Shipp, a 6'2 sophomore. McLean's third free throw, no good. He gets one of three, and the rebound comes to Salem Springs.
I can't remember what I had for lunch, but I can remember that. It's kind of crazy.
here is Hawbaker with it. Now he has it up top. He will give it up to Vachon. Vachon has it between the circles. Thought about three. Now instead he'll throw it over to Fox on the right side. Over to a ship. Now back over to Vachon on the left side. Up top to Fox. He dribbles over to the right side. Cross court to Hawbaker in the left corner. His three-pointer is up and in. Nathan Hawbaker with his first 3 points of the night. 9-6. The Bombers up, and now Josh Fulcher didn't like what he saw there, so he's going to call timeout. So we'll break with 4:06 left to play in the first quarter. It is Mountain Home up on Salem Springs 9-6. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
While pundits try to predict the future of the national economy, you may be worrying about your own economic condition. A vital part of your business and your personal financial strategy should be when and how to borrow money. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, you'll find the right person to guide you through the loan process and answer those questions you have on your mind right now. Put your mind at ease with Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Well, during the timeout, Blaine Tate checks in for Mountain Home, replacing Ryder McLean. A little over 4 minutes left to play in the first quarter. Mounts home with the ball, leading by 3, 9-6 our score.
Yeah, I don't think Coach Fulcher was very happy with our defensive effort there. And, you know, we kind of broke one of our principles on our defense and wasn't happy with the effort there.
Bickford cuts into the lane, gives it up to Hagan Robb for the layup. Good, and that was a good play there by Bickford.
Yeah, nice find there by Bickford, kind of slithering through that zone and then finding the offside post there.
Salem Springs with the ball in the front court. Ball goes to Shipp. He's going to pull up for the jumper at the free throw line. No good. And the ball knocked around. And it finally rebounds controlled by Salem Springs. But then they turn it over.
Yeah, we'll live with that shot right there. And good effort and good hands by the Bombers.
Blaine Tate back the other way for the layup. Good.
Nice body control there by Blaine to get a wide open shot.
His first 2 points of the night. 13-6. Bombers up with 3:15 left to play in the first quarter. Ball goes to Hawbaker up top. Hawbaker will dribble into the lane, going up for the layup. Will not go, and ball is knocked out of bounds by Newman, and it will be Mount Holmes' ball with 3:04 left to play in the first quarter. Jackson Spence checking back in for the Panthers as Levi Fox heads to the bench. Again, it's a 7-point Mount Holmes advantage. Here is Tate with it. Gives it to Bickford, who gets it into the front court. Bickford dribbling up at the top. Ball goes over to Tate on the left side. Over to Harris in the left corner. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Good! McGee Harris with 6 points on the night, all from behind the arc. It's a 10-point lead for Mount Holmes. 16-6, our score, 2:35 left in the first quarter. Hawbaker back the other way. Throws it to Shipp in the right corner. His jumper is up and in. Noah Shipp with his first 2 points of the night. Back to a single-digit margin, 16-8. Mount Holmes leading with 2:23 left in the period.
Yeah, ever since that timeout, Mount Holmes' defense has been a lot better. Coach Fulcher was able to get a hold of his guys, and when defense looks good, offense looks good too.
Tate gets it to Dewey in the on the low block. His turnaround jumper will not go. Ball knocked around, and the rebound finally controlled by the Panthers. Back comes Vachon. His pass into the paint is stolen by Bickford. He's quickly back the other way with it, going into the lane for a layup. May have been partially blocked, and the rebound is controlled by Salem Springs. Back come the Panthers. Vachon with it. He dribbles to the elbow. Now kicks it up top to Newman. Now he'll find Shipp going into the lane for a layup, and they're going to stop play. I think Harris kind of took a shot there. Noah Shipp now, I believe, that was his basket. He has 4 points. And Harris is going to check out of the game as he'll be replaced by Coben Inskeep.
He's kind of holding his right shoulder there. I don't know if he kind of got hit or what happened there. Looks like he's going to be okay.
I wasn't sure if it was the shoulder or the face.
Yeah, it kind of looked like he's holding his chest or there. He might have got the wind knocked out of him.
So it is 16-10. Mount Holmes lead back down to two possessions. Here is Bickford into the front court. Throws over to Tate on the left wing. He's going to give it back up. Try to throw it back up top. Bickford is able to chase it down and avoid it going in the backcourt. Ball goes to Tate on the left side. He's trying to get out of a double team. Now throws it on the right side to Inskeep. Up top to Bickford. Over to Tate on the left. Tate will try to throw it to Robb. It goes out of bounds. Nowhere close to Rob, and it'll go, and that'll be Mount Holmes' third turnover of the night. Robert Dover coming in for the first time tonight for Mount Holmes, replacing Hagen Robb. I tell you what, Tate really had a good tournament last week.
Yeah, he did. He did really good. And, you know, that pass right there, he tried to do a little underhand bounce pass there to Hagen. I think Blaine was thinking Hagen was going to roll to the basket and just missed him there. It's kind of one of those you learn your teammates and learn what to look for there.
Cam Black Fox checked in just a moment ago. Back the other on the Salem Springs end, and Newman, I'm sorry, Vachon tries the three, will not go. Salem Springs gets the offense rebound. Here's Ship with it. His jumper blocked, and Dewey comes up with the ball. Back comes Mountain Home. Here's Tate with it on the left side. On the right side, that is. He'll give it to Dewey. He's going to try for the three-pointer. Will not go, and he rebounds knocked around and controlled by Vachon. He's quickly back the other way, going up for the layup. It goes in, and he is fouled.
Yeah, Coach Fulcher's not happy with that foul by the Bombers right there. Had a wide open uncontested layup. Just stuck her hand in. If you're gonna foul right there, that's okay. But you foul and you don't let him get the shot off. You don't give him the opportunity to get a 3-point play.
Kobaninski picks up his first personal foul, team foul number two against the Bombers. Newman checks out of the game as Levi Fox comes back in. I think they brought in another sub. Wilson Cunningham did, 6'2" senior. And the free throw for Vachon is up and in. He's going to check out of the game as Hall Baker comes back in. So now it's down. Let's see, is that score right?
I think it is, yeah.
Okay. 16-13. For some reason, I was thinking it was a moment ago. I thought I saw it was a little closer than that. Anyway, here is Tate into the front court. It is a one-possession lead for Mountain Home. Inskeep has it with 22 seconds left. Shot clock is off. So Mantle looks like they're going to be content to hold for the last shot of the period. Tate with it between the circles. Dribbles to the right elbow, kicks it to Inskeep in the right corner. Tries to throw to Dover, ball knocked away. Goes out of bounds. They're going to say...
They got a foul right here.
Oh, got a foul,
here.
Okay.
So they're going to call number five here on the foul. Looks like he had a hold of...
Actually, they're going to get Cam Black Fox with that foul.
They got four, okay.
Yep, that's his first personal foul, team foul number two. Against the Panthers here in the first half. Inskeep checks out of the game as Harris comes back in and guess he's okay. 5.6 left to play in the period. Inbound pass goes to Dewey in the left corner. He's going to put up the jumper. Misses everything. The rebound is controlled by Solomon Springs. They're going to try to beat the buzzer from half court. It will not go. And we've reached the end of the first quarter.
Student sections were like, oh, moaning. That ball didn't even make it halfway through the lane.
After 8 minutes, it is Mountain Home leading Solomon Springs 16-13. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Big Box Brad inviting you to come see us at Brad's Big Box Emporium.
Brad, we've gone over this before. You're not a big box store.
I mean, we have so many big TVs and big grills here, and they all come in big boxes.
Still not a big box store.
Folks, come see us.